Okay, we've got four games of NBA playoffs. I'm super excited to get into this with you guys. My name is Shlomo Stark.
My name is Levi Jacob.
And this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. Levi, this is my favorite weekend of the year. We got the two Friday night games in the play-in. We got the four Saturday night games of the first round, and we have the second four games of the first round on Sunday night. I'm so excited. I love NBA basketball. I love the playoffs. It's where legacies are made. It's where players are picked apart and judged both for good and for bad, and I love getting into it. I think no bigger legacy game than game of the day, Clippers Nuggets. A lot of legacies on the line there. Legacy of Jokic. Is he just like the greatest right now? And spoiler alert, maybe. Yes. Will James Harden choke in the playoffs? What's his legacy? Will Kawhi get hurt? What is Russell Westbrook? There's so many, like Jamal Murray. And now it's maybe Aaron Gordon. I don't know. Let's see. But what a game. We both watched it. It was in overtime. I don't even, like, the box scores are almost irrelevant, but I'll read them out. So Denver wins 112 to 110. Nikola Jokic had 29 points, 9 rebounds, 12 assists, 12 of 24 shooting, 50%, 4 of 6 from the line, missed two huge free throws in regulation. Aaron Gordon, 25 points, 8 of 14, was awesome late. And for the Clippers, James Harden was unreal. Really unreal. 32 points, 6 rebounds, 11 assists, 11 for shooting, 11 of 22 shooting, also 50%. He was 6 of 6 from the line. He played 42 minutes. It was a great game. Kawhi and Zubats were solid, I should say. But this came down to the end where basically the Clippers had a strategy, which was we're going to double Murray and Jokic at all costs. We're going to leave Westbrook open. Now, the issue was, the issue with leaving Westbrook open is he's either going to shoot it, which he did. He made one of two of those shots. Or, though, he could drive in and then make a pass, which he found three times. He found Aaron Gordon twice and Christian Braun once. So there was a flaw in this plan, which was it was super predictable and really, really easy to make the right basketball play, which I think in the end was why the Nuggets won. Because talent-wise, these teams were going, it was a two-point game in overtime, like, they were trading baskets head-to-head in the end of regulation. You had the Westbrook three and the Harden floater. But I think what it really came down to was the Clippers' defense just became too predictable. And the Nuggets, again and again, made the right basketball play. And eventually they won out.
Yeah. The thing also I think to note was that part of the strategy was they were using, at least while he was on the floor, because a lot of the fourth Ben Simmons was on the floor, which was a little bit odd to me. But Zubats was coming a little bit farther out to guard Jokic on the high post. And that allowed Russell Westbrook and Aaron Gordon to get these crazy offensive rebounds. Between the two of them, they had 9 offensive rebounds, which is not exactly characteristic of either of them.
They did the same play every time. It was Jokic, like, at the deep two spot, basically, in the center of the court. And Zubats would come up, and then Jokic would just hang out there. And basically, like, it was like, okay, Zubats, I'm about to score on you. So then he'd get a double. And then Jokic would pass it to the double. Either they'd score or they'd miss. And then Denver would either get their offensive rebound or come very close to it because Zubats was all the way up. It was like every time they did the exact same thing. And the answer is absolutely nothing. I'm looking forward to this series. This is now officially my number one series that I'm excited for. And like every game is going to be super exciting. You know, we're going to have the Murray game. We're going to have the Kawhi game. And every game is going to be a Jokic game. Next, Knicks beat Detroit 123 to 112. I watched this game, even though it was 1 in the morning. And I just finished Clippers Nuggets. Oh, baby, is all I can say. What a great game. So the entire game, it was like Knicks, Detroit. Then it was Detroit for a little bit. And if you've been watching the Knicks all season, you'll know that they have anywhere between like a 2 and 16 minute stretch where they don't play defense.
It's true.
Like, it just happens every time. And if it's harder to win when either one of our good players are out, like Brunson or OG, or when it's closer to 16 minutes and not 2 minutes. But then if I was like, I know Detroit's like playing better, but like this just feels like the Knicks have like another level to go and like they can win this. And then it happened. It was more than I could have ever hoped for. It was a 21-0 run that was just the Knicks saying, we've been here. It was like when people talk about, yeah, you know, it's a good matchup, but I'm going to have these guys because they have the experience. This was the definition of we've been there. Like the Detroit was like flustered and making silly turnovers. And really the Knicks from the beginning of the fourth quarter, from forcing a 5-second violation to start a quarter, which I don't think has ever happened in the playoffs ever. Yeah. So then on the ensuing possession, a 24-second violation. And then just going on this 20-1 run, which was like a mixture of Cat, Brunson, and Hart. And like the same fast break plays every time.
And also Schroeder literally not being able to hit like the most wide open shots of all time.
Brunson, they were playing great D on him. And then he just woke up in the fourth quarter and couldn't miss, which is, that's fine. Like, I love that. Let him think that he has an off night and then he'll destroy them. OG Anunoby was great. I thought the player of the game was Karl Anthony Towns. If you watched, I kept like yelling at my screen, like, get the ball to Towns. He hasn't missed. He really didn't miss. He was 10 of 14, so he actually missed 4 times technically. But 2 of his 4 misses were 3-pointers. So that means he missed 1 shot. Like his entire game, within the 3-point line, he missed 1 shot. It felt like nobody there could defend him.
Yeah, he just felt larger than everybody else. Like much yes. more capable.
And like whenever we needed a bucket, he would just drive and like it was like, whoa, Towns is scary. And it was great. Detroit's going to be really annoying this series. They're chippy. They're like Schroeder is annoying.
Yeah.
Holland is annoying. Stewart is annoying. But OG did a great job on Cade. Cade was almost irrelevant. Beasley and Hardaway and Harris did step up to make it a game. But it's funny. Cade ended up finishing with 21 points. But like it was 8 of 21 shooting. I'll just say I did not realize how annoying this team is going to be defensively. Like I thought they were more like I didn't really watch a lot of Pistons this year, full disclosure. I thought they were more like a fighting type team, which it was very physical. And there's going to be some ejections soon. There was some shoving. There was some, you know, tackling, whatever. But Asar Thompson is great defender. Isaiah Stewart is just like was all over Mitchell Robinson. What should we talk about the Mitchell Robinson, Karl Anthony Towns, Twin Towers lineup, or it's too niche?
No, they kept the referring they to also it. On the call.
That wasn't the 5-0, but that was great. It was a really fun lineup that I loved. It was Robinson, Towns, OG, Bridges, Brunson. No Hart. But which I was nervous. Like I didn't even play that well in that lineup, but I liked the lineup.
I think what really bolstered that lineup was the fact that Karl Anthony Towns, they were talking on the broadcast about like his blow-by percentage. He wasn't doing that this game. He was just putting his head down, forcing his way to the basket and scoring. So it really like it opened up the floor. And no matter what, they're always going to have to guard him on the perimeter. So at least like Mitchell Robinson can operate for the line.
He was great. And also I got to give credit to MSG. It was so loud in there when the Knicks scored. And it was so great to watch. I'm waking up for every Knicks playoffs game. I don't plan on sleeping through any of them. The only ones I'll miss are if they're on a Friday night. Okay, next. We got 2 blowouts, which is a bit of a bummer. Minnesota Lakers was highly anticipated, and it was a great first quarter, which I watched. Then I fell asleep. Luka was phenomenal in the first quarter. He had like 16 points. And then Minnesota just chipped and chipped and never looked back. They outscored the Lakers in the second quarter 38-20. And then they ended up winning 117-95. Luka played really well. Everyone else in the Lakers was fine. Or bad. And for Minnesota, it was McDaniels who was huge. But Randall and Edwards were there and like part of it. And Naz Reid was huge.
Naz Reid was feeling it, man. He's actually a player that's so much fun to watch. I think he's like 6'9". He really handles it like a guard. He's all over the floor at all times. He's awesome.
He had 6 threes. He was great. Also, Minnesota, I forgot about this. They're so good at the post-game press conference. Ant is so good at those. He was like, you know, I want to thank McDaniels for carrying me. Like, he's so good. Like, oh, Edward, you carry McDaniels.
He's a dog.
He's so great. But this is one of those. This feels like the series like last year. I think it's going to go to 7. It feels like one of those series that like Minnesota and the Nuggets had last year, which was none of the games were close, but it went to 7.
Yeah.
Like that would not shock me if it's just like tonight it's Minnesota's night, then it's the Lakers' night, and they just go 1-1. Like I my takeaway from this was not the Lakers have no chance. Minnesota has won the series, even though they blew them out.
Right. I it's. I think the Lakers are going to win the series. I greatly reduced in my mind their odds of winning the championship, though.
I hear that. They have some flaws. Yeah, definitely.
And like, they just didn't look, you can't have full quarters where you just look out of sync like that.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about McDaniels a little? I feel like he deserves credit, and you're good at like the niche stuff like that.
Listen, he's if you look at his stats through the second half of the season, he's greatly improved on every single area of the court. And like, this is what they needed from him. This is what they really, really were hoping that he had, because last playoffs he had this and he's gone back to it. He's been able to score. He's become a very, very formidable two-way player. And they just need Minnesota, in order to space the floor for Edwards, needs options. But the beauty of it is that also Edwards has learned to space the floor for himself. Like, there was, I was looking at some of the analysis that Edwards has basically become the second best shooter in the NBA that is not named Stephen Curry, essentially, which is crazy, out of a player who did not shoot or not make many threes the season before this. And all that does is open the floor up for McDaniels on the offensive end, and not really a good defensive player. And especially against wings, like, he's a perfect player to have out there with them. The Lakers can really, really kick it up a notch. They just have to find their rhythm. Like, before LeBron went out with Doncic, like, that team could have beat the Timberwolves team pretty easily. So they have to get back to that, you know, tip-top offense.
I agree. But we saw the recipe for it. Next and last game of the day, Indiana beats Milwaukee 117-98. This, on the other hand, was kind of a, I think I know how this series is going to go. Unless Dame changes things. That is like the one thing I would hope for Milwaukee. I would now officially say I don't see Milwaukee beating the Pacers in a series if Dame doesn't come back. Seems like he's coming back for game 2 or 3. I really hope it's 2 for their sake. Aside from Giannis, every single Buck should be embarrassed. Kyle Kuzma with the second worst playoff performance of all time. The Tony Snell, 0 points, 0 rebounds, 0 assists, and yeah, just 2 fouls. 0-2 from the line, 0-2 from 3, 0-5 from field goal. And you know what? The Pacers weren't that good. The Bucks didn't make shots. They didn't score. And the Pacers are not known for their defense. So I think that if Dame helps with scoring, this is a different thing. Because also shooting from, again, I'm not a basketball player. I don't know why I said again. Whatever. I'm not a basketball player. But shooting is contagious. Like, if you play pickup, your whole team's either missing or scoring. Like, that's a thing. It's not like, you know, I don't know how that works because it doesn't actually make sense, but it's just true. Like, shooting is contagious. And when everyone on your team besides Giannis is missing, and Giannis doesn't take threes, so everyone's missing the threes, like, that's contagious. So if Dame provides some scoring, I think that they'll provide scoring for the other guys, which will allow some changes.
Well, I think also, I was going to say, no matter what, I just kind of feel like, I'm still looking at the Kyle Kuzma trade, and I'm like, I really don't know what they were thinking. No matter what, I don't know what they're thinking.
Said it was very tough. And we want to do let's do predictions for tonight. Okay. Cleveland, Miami. Cleveland is favored by 12.5 points. I am going to give the hot take and say that Cleveland will win.
Yeah, I think, it's not an interesting take from us. Okay. Fortunately.
Golden State, Houston. Such a good game. I might wake up for the fourth quarter of that. I got Houston, game one.
You know what? I'm going to zag. I'm going to take Golden State. I think it's more fun if we disagree on this. Let's do that. I think Golden State. I think their experience will show in the first game.
Great. Boston, Orlando. I think that's Boston. They're favored by 13.5. You agree?
Yes. I also want to see how Jalen Green looks.
You mean Jalen Brown?
Jalen Green is
there. I mean, Jalen Green, I hope, also looks good in the Rockets game, but Jalen Brown.
I want to see how Jalen Brown looks because of he got injections or whatever. Weird story that they reported very close to the playoffs.
And OKC is also favored by 13.5 over Memphis. I'm going to predict an Oklahoma City win.
That's not even going to be close.
Yeah. Okay. Looking forward. That was the NBA of the Week on 50 Minutes or Less. I want to thank you, Levy, for producing. I want to thank you for listening.